In a speech marking the occasion, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon praised the resolve of governments and civil society groups for passing the deal to tackle climate change.
Today we make history in humankind's efforts to combat climate change. The landmark Paris Agreement on climate change has entered into force. At a time of record heat, member states embraced this new global agreement in record time.
The Paris Agreement was signed by 192 UN parties last December. It seeks to wean the world economy off fossil fuels in the second half of the century, limiting the rise in world average temperatures to well below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial times. The accord gained swift backing last December by almost 200 countries, including China, the US, and the European Union. A month ago, it passed the vital threshold of 55 nations accounting for more than 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, allowing it to come into force 30 days later. China signed the agreement on April the 22nd, the first day it was open for signature, and ratified it on September the 3rd. In a congratulatory letter on Friday, Chinese President Xi Jinping hailed it as one of the fastest international accords in history to come into force. He vowed China would act positively and forcefully in promoting a low-carbon recycling economy as well as combating climate change. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying said China is willing to join the efforts to promote the follow-up negotiations of the Paris Agreement.
中方愿意与国际社会各方在应对气候变化问题上继续加强合作。
China is willing to continue strengthening cooperation with various parties of the international community on climate change to promote the effective implementation of the Paris Agreement, the follow-up negotiations, and the green, low-carbon and sustainable development of the world, according to the principle that emphasizes fair, common, but differentiated responsibilities and capabilities.
China has set goals to reduce carbon dioxide emission per unit of GDP by 60-65% by 2030 as compared to that of 2005. It also aims to raise the proportion of non-fossil energy in the total energy market to about 20% by 2030, and to make carbon dioxide emission reach its peak by the year 2030 or as early as possible.The country is also striving to increase its forest stock volume by 4.5 billion cubic meters by 2030 over that of 2005. Nicholas Stern, a climate change and environmental expert at the London School of Economics, is confident that China will honor its commitments to the agreement.
China is moving strongly in that direction, partly through energy efficiency, using your energy much more efficiently,partly by using other forms of energy. So China is showing that it's possible to cut back on coal, to cut back on air pollution, to cut back on greenhouse gas emissions.
But scientists and policymakers say the agreement entering into force is just the first step of a much longer and complicated process of transitioning away from fossil fuels,which currently supply the bulk of our energy needs. In a speech, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the world to keep up the pace.
Our challenge is to sustain the momentum that has propelled the agreement into force. We remain in a race against the time. But with the Paris Agreement and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the world has the plans.We need to make the shift to a low-emission, climate-resilient path.
The latest round of UN climate talks will begin on Monday in Marrakesh, Morocco, where representatives from countries will try to find practical ways to implement the agreement. For CRI, this is Ding Han.